I keep getting your voicemail, and I don't blame you. I mean, I get why you don't want to talk to me right now. I'm like, it's just a fucking drunken mess, and I'm a fuck up, and you don't deserve this. You really don't. I'm sorry for everything I did. God, I really liked you. You were everything. You were it for me. And I know that's fucking insane to say. Like, we barely knew each other. Like, we were like strangers passing on a train, but like, I looked in your eyes and I saw the future. I saw my future, and I saw our future. I saw so much. I saw everything that I'd ever want, and it just sucks. It just sucks that I can't have it. I mean, I don't deserve it. Obviously, clearly, I don't deserve it. I mean, you're infinitely better than anything I could ever deserve. You are perfection. You are an angel untouched by this world. You are my light in the dark, but it matters little because, you know, it's a two-way street, you know? It's a two-way street, and I can't hope for something I'm not going to get back, and that's fair. I shouldn't expect anything from you. It's just hard to go back to a time before that, you know? That's my fault. It's not yours. It's my fault. I fucked up. I'm struggling to deal with it, that's all. I miss hearing your voice. I miss that the most. I just miss you. And yeah, you're like still here, but it's not you. I'm not getting everything anymore. I'm just getting a part, a fraction, a sliver. I'm not getting the whole thing, and that's what hurts, I think. Maybe I was never getting the whole thing. Fuck what I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything anymore. I'm just heartbroken. I'm just so heartbroken. You broke my heart. You really did. That's unfair to put it on you. It's just my fault. I shouldn't so freely give my heart away like that. I need to protect it. I need to put walls up around it and secure it. It needs to be behind gates and fences and locks and dogs and guns. It needs to be safe and sound, because if I so freely give it away, of course it's going to be beaten and bruised and scarred and broken. Of course, I'd be a fool to think otherwise, and I've been a fool. I have been such a fool. But I really did see a world where I loved you. Without hesitation. Unconditionally. You could murder 50 kids, and I wouldn't change the way I felt about you. I would defend you to your grave. I would cross the world. Cross the sea itself. With nothing but my arms to pull me across, and my desire to see you driving me. No shark, no boat, no borders, nothing could stop me from getting to you. If you wanted me to, but you don't. That's fine. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, and I have to deal with it. And it's hard to deal with. It's hard to get over that. That's the problem I've always had. I feel too deeply, and I shouldn't feel like that. I shouldn't feel deeply at all. I should control my emotions and reserve them and keep them locked away. And I trust too easily, and I love too easily, and it's a shortcoming of mine. It's always been a shortcoming of mine, and it leaves me here. It leaves me in this position all the time. It leaves me broken and shattered, and screaming at the walls, and drinking myself to death, and hoping that this drink is going to be the last drink I ever take, because I don't want to live in this world anymore if it means I'm living without you. Because how the fuck do I go back, you know? I don't know how to go back to a world where you're not in it. I don't know. I really don't. This makes me sound insane. Maybe I am going crazy. Maybe I'm a crazy person. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know anything anymore. I just know that I miss you. I really, really miss you. I want to wake up and it's just, everything's different. But it's just not going to be. I know that. I have to accept that. I have to be okay with that. I have to learn to be okay with that. And it's just hard. It's just hard. It's just really, really hard. I just want you back. I just want you back more than anything. I miss you so much. I miss you, sweetheart. But missing you is not going to do anything for me. It's just going to make me hurt more. And I hurt a lot. I hurt a great deal. I remember going to sleep, closing my eyes, and just thinking about the nights we'd fall asleep together. My arms wrapped around you, my head pressed into your chest, feeling your hand running through the back of my head, pulling me in towards you, hearing your heartbeat slow, smelling your perfume on your body, my lips touching yours. I cannot erase those memories. Cannot unsee them. They're in me. They're ingrained in me. They're my DNA now. They are the building blocks of the person that I am. And to imagine that they did not exist, or to remove them from my consciousness, would be a crime in which I cannot commit against myself. As much as I would want to, as much as I wish that I could forget and I could wipe them away, and all the drink in the world does not wipe my memory of that. It just leaves me there in that moment. It just leaves me there with you. That's the only thing that's left. And I don't want that to go. But maybe it needs to go. Maybe it needs to go for me to get better. I don't know. I don't know. God, I don't want you to hear this. An idiot. I'm so stupid. You don't deserve to know any of this. This is my fight. I promise I protect you, and that even means for myself. Because I'm the most dangerous thing to you now. The idea that you have shattered me is something I do not want to put on your person. Anything that befalls me is not your fault. It's my own. Just know that I adore you. I adore you more than anything. And I didn't want to leave. And I only left because you told me you wanted me gone. But if I had to say, if I had to say in this, I would have held on, and I would have kicked and screamed, and it would have taken an army to pull me from your arms. It would have taken a million men, and then a million more. And I would have slayed every single one in a desperate attempt to return to you. It would take an act of God to keep me from you if you wanted me back. Even God isn't strong enough to keep me from you. If that's what you wanted. But I know it isn't. Because if that was the case, I'd be back already. If that was the case, I'd be whole. But I'm not. I will remain shattered. I'm sorry I called. I don't know what I was thinking. I'll leave you alone, okay? I'm always here if you need me. Always.